You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors abruptly ended their meeting. Following the public comment period, at least one person in the audience chose not to wear a face mask. Supervisor David Goldenberg voiced his concern to Board Chair Anaya Kirk. Here are the edited comments of the face mask discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Concerning the issue of masks, We do have people in the public that do not have masks on, and we have our rules, and I would appreciate that you enforce that.
Okay. Well, my attitude towards masks is we're all adults. I'm not Newsom's COVID police. I don't get paid to police adults. So would it be easier if people abided by the rules? Sure, because then we won't have to have moments like this. But I'm not going to police adults. And if you are not comfortable in the room, then you can move 6 feet away from somebody who's not wearing a mask. Per CDC, you should be protected.
Supervisor Kirk, I'm sorry to interrupt. Currently, right now, we do have a state indoor mask policy order, and we do need to follow it. I know you all are aware of that. I just need to point that out.
Sure, and we should, and we ask the public to follow it. We ask staff to follow it. I follow it, even though I may not agree with it. But for a community member, I cannot enforce that on anybody. I'm not the police. I'm not the COVID police. So
I agree with Supervisor Goldenberg. I think we should break the meeting until everyone agrees to follow the rules. We're a board of laws and policies, and I think we should follow them if we're being true to ourselves.
Okay, well, I don't agree, but I would like the majority of the board to speak if they want to stop government business on behalf of somebody not wearing a mask. I think this is ridiculous.
For this moment in particular, we do have a policy on the books. I don't think it sets a good example for us to not follow or enforce our own policies. So I do agree with Supervisors Campbell and Goldenberg. I think the long-term solution is we have to figure out a way to enforce it. It's not a matter of whether someone wants to or not wants to wear a mask. We do have people in there who feel vulnerable. They have the right to petition and address their government. And not having a mask effectively limits their ability to do so. Whether the person, you know, agrees that it works or doesn't like it, it's not acceptable for that to limit somebody else to be able to come talk to us.
I think it's very clear that we've asked everybody to follow the rules, but I'm not going to police grown adults. I don't do it at grocery stores. I don't do it at schools. I don't do it when I'm walking down the street. I'm not going to do it in a board meeting. As county supervisors, we are responsible for carrying out a lot of these directives, whether we agree or disagree. For myself, I think it's a small order to wear a mask, to ask the public to wear a mask, and it's part of the rules that we have to abide by. As a free citizen, I am not the COVID police. However, the majority of the board, Supervisor Campbell, Supervisor Goldenberg, and Supervisor Jaron, would like to enforce those rules. So we need to get on with county business, but I need to hear from you three how you would like to proceed moving forward today's board meeting.
So you're the chair. It's your prerogative for how you'd like to enforce the board's policies, but I don't see how we can continue if we're not following our own rules. It may seem like a small rule to you, but it is the policy of this board, of which you're chair. So whether you agree with it or not, it's still your responsibility to help enforce it.
And I concur entirely.
I agree with Supervisor Campbell. I think there's majority direction to follow our own policies. But at the end of the day, that is up to then the chair to enforce the majority will of the board. So I would redirect it back to say that that is your job in this year. And I don't think it's so much trying to police everything as it's just setting the clear expectation and following through on it.
Okay. Supervisor, Sarah, would you please?
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. So the board procedures do say that the chair can control kind of the process of how the meeting flows, but the majority of the board can actually overrule the chair on certain items. So I am curious if maybe we need to take recess so that the CAO and I can have a conversation with you as the chair regarding this matter. Because as you know, we do have the state law that we are required to follow. We have county policy that we are required to follow. And our concern is we also have staff and the public in here, and we are under Cal OSHA regulations required to have a safe work space. And when we have people in here that are not masked, we are not following those rules. We are leaving the county open to liability.
I'm not going to enforce any mandate on any individual who's a grown adult. It's insane.
Thank you very much.
So if you as a majority want to rule and you want to call the sheriff and have her arrested, go for it. I am not going to be a part of this. It's simple.
Supervisor Kirk, could I just, what I would like, think it'd be good if we could just chat with you, take a break, and we wouldn't be putting the county at further liability, and it's significant financial liability if we were to proceed with way things are going
so
today.
So you suggest we suspend the remainder of this meeting today or just have a conversation first?
I would have a conversation. Okay. If we cannot arrive to an agreement, then you would suspend it for the day.
Chairman Kirk, this is a matter of, you know, the policy. It's a matter of the liability. It's very hard when I think it's the conversation is being run by somebody that also has a very strong opinion on it. And I do recognize, and I know you have very strong beliefs on this. And
okay,
I don't
bring up beliefs
that.
And strong opinions. I made it very clear. I have no problem asking the public to wear a mask. It's the laws that we're supposed to abide under. What you guys are asking me to do as chair is to enforce the law on a free citizen who is sitting in a board meeting. The sheriff's here in the room. If you guys want to direct the sheriff to escort the lady out, now's your opportunity. Jaren, would you please like to go first?
Supervisors, may I please speak to this issue? So obviously, as your board knows, the sheriff has his own discretion and authority, and he will make a decision about what he thinks is appropriate to do under these circumstances. The board can't direct that. What we would recommend as staff is that because the meeting is being interrupted right now, we ask all of the public to step out into the lobby.
That will adjourn the rest of this board meeting for today.